Welcome back to the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas to improving government effectiveness. My guests today are Professors Kwan-ho Lee and Yong-hoon Kwok, authors of the recent IBM Center report, An Open Government Implementation Model, Moving to Increase Public Engagement. Professor Lee, in the last segment, you teed this up perfectly where you mentioned your interest in why you both chose to research the Open Government Initiative, Open Government Directives, in that the federal government's a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of what maybe private sector can even learn. So let's go into the case studies. You have five case studies that you present in your paper, in your report for the IBM Center, that really focus in on the Department of Health and Human Services and what's going on over there. Would you identify these cases and tell us more about why you chose those particular ones?
Yeah, sure. Just want to let you know to the audience that many federal agencies, they are doing a great job in trying to implement this open government initiative. But we particularly selected the Department of Health and Human Services because that department has emerged as one of the leading federal agencies in implementing the Open Government Directive. Within the Health and Human Services, we have identified several cases, and these include Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Dashboard, Food and Drug Administration's Transparency Initiative, Open Government Portal of the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Community Health Data Initiative by the Department of Health and Human Services and Institute of Medicine. The main objectives of presenting these cases are to analyze real-world open government initiatives from the open government implementation models perspective that we have proposed. These case studies also help us better identify key capabilities, deliverables, outcomes, opportunities, challenges, and issues for open government implementation.
Great. Now, I want to dive into a couple of these particular case studies and get our audience a sense of what you found in each one. And Professor Lee, would you tell us more about the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services Dashboard? What are some of the capabilities, outcomes, and challenges related to this effort? And more particularly, bringing back your model, how does that effort reflect stage one in your model?
Well, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, or CMS for short, manage extensive data associated with Medicare services. In the past, much of this data was available to the public in the form of scattered hard copies or electronic copies. So the public could not analyze the data with ease because of this inconvenience. Furthermore, the publication time lag of this data was up to 18 months. So as you can imagine, Medicare data traditionally has not been highly utilized by the public. The CMS dashboard came along and got launched in April 2010, and its main objective is to allow the public to visualize and analyze Medicare spending with ease and transparency. The current dashboard allows the public to track Medicare inpatient hospital spending from 2006 to the present, organized by state, by top 25 diagnosis-related groups, and by the top 10 hospitals for each state. Furthermore, the public can see how much Medicare is spending to support important public policy goals. For example, the provision of medical education and additional payment to rural hospitals and so on. Data is presented in both table and graph form so that public can easily visualize and analyze the data. Well, the data publication time lag has been reduced from 18 months to less than 3 months, which is a major improvement for the agency. And then the dashboard provides citizens and researchers, policymakers, and healthcare providers with important information about Medicare services, which will generate great insights for improving the healthcare performance and systems. Because the main objective of this initiative is to make government-owned data more accessible and transparent and shared across different sectors, it reflects stage one in our implementation model. One challenge for this initiative was related to budgeting. To deploy the dashboard as quickly as possible, CMS could not afford to go through a full budgeting cycle, which is 18 months. They instead found a workaround to fund the project. Another challenge has to do with timely update of data. As I mentioned earlier, the data publication lag time has been reduced from 18 to 3 months, but the question is, how would they maintain or further shorten that lag time going forward? So CMS needs to address this issue.
Great. So I want to talk about another particular case study that you offered, which reflects stage two. Would you tell us more about HHS Open Government Portal? What are some of the capabilities, outcomes, and challenges related to this effort? And again, how does it reflect stage two of your model?
Yeah, sure. HHS launched its Open Government Portal in February 2010, which is about 1 year ago. The website provides links to nearly all of their important open government resources. These resources include data sets, tools, and online discussion forums, among others. One online forum allows, for example, the public to submit their comments and suggestions on the HHS Open Government Plan and rate their contents on a five-star scale. Another online forum, which is named the Open HHS Blog, is hosted by the agency's chief technology officer, and it enables public engagement in ongoing conversations with the CTO. Since the portal strives to actively engage in the public in feedback, comments, suggestion, and discussion, I think it falls under stage two of the implementation model. One challenge, though, for this portal is how to respond to public comments in a timely and consistent manner. As of now, the real-time interaction between the public and the agency is not yet possible, as public comments have to go through the agency's review process before they are posted.
So would you tell us more about another case study that you outline in your report? It's the Community Health Data Initiative, which is a collaboration between HHS and the Institute of Medicine. What are some of the capabilities, outcomes, and challenges related to this effort? And again, more particularly, how does this effort reflect stage three of your model?
Well, HHS and the Institute of Medicine have launched a very ambitious national initiative named the Community Health Data Initiative to help citizens and communities derive more value out of their health-related data. And this is a major, major public-private effort that aims to help the public understand healthcare performance in their communities and to facilitate action to improve performance. This initiative will create a network of healthcare data suppliers and data appliers so that data can be used to create applications to raise public's awareness of community health performance, as well as increase pressure on decision makers and policy makers and facilitate action to improve performance. So this initiative will include several collaborative applications. For example, interactive health maps will help the public compare health performance in their geographic area with other areas. Another example is social networking applications will allow health improvement leaders to connect with one another and compare performance and share their best practices. And finally, new value-added service will be created by integrating community health-related data. As this initiative is working to leverage not only the power of transparency and participation, but also the power of collaboration, we think that this falls under stage three of implementation model. One important challenge I'd like to point out here is that creating an effective collaborative community of federal agencies and citizens and commercial organizations and sustaining their engagement over time is a critical issue to address.
So when I had the pleasure to review your report and work with you on it, I noticed that there were no case studies that illustrated stage four of your models. And can you tell us why?
Yes, so we were looking for that questions that you're asking right now. That, but you know, just to go over at stage what stage four is. That stage four is public engagement becomes easy and accessible through different mobile and computing devices and applications. So that means that the social media applications are optimized for various computing platforms. That means that at stage four, different public engagement methods, tools, and services are fully integrated within and across government agencies. As a result, public can easily navigate and engage in various activities effortlessly and seamlessly. We would like to call this stage four a open government nirvana, which in short, we have not seen any agencies that reach to stage four yet. But hopefully in the future, it might happen.
What are some of the key challenges and recommendations for federal agencies pursuing open government initiatives? We will explore this and find out when we return to the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors.